Hey, hey, hey. I was waiting for you to say hi.
Yeah.
How's it going?
I couldn't kick it off.
I know. We can't podcast without the hey, 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 or like at the end. Could. Remember, I'm the opener and the closer if you listen to our 100th episode.
She does it all, people.
She's the middle. I'm the beginning and the end. I'm the bookends to Dana.
It's great. Anyways, hi, how are you?
I'm great.
What's new?
Happy Easter. It's Easter week. We just had Palm Sunday.
What do you guys do for Easter?
So, well, we either go with Bill's family or my family this year. We are going, my parents are not going to be in town. Mm-hmm. We're going to have the boys, and then we're going to go down to my family on Easter. And then Campbell leaves for Greece on Easter.
That's right.
I'm so excited for her. You know, they've been watching Mamma Mia. Mamma Mia was at the Ohio Theater. Yeah. We're in Cleveland. I really wish it would have come to Cleveland.
Yeah, it has.
Campbell and Olivia have been really into it. Yeah. I am so excited for her. These kids just have unbelievable opportunities. And this is actually something we can talk about, too. It doesn't come by zero effort of the parents. I feel like, and you've told me before,
does anyone hear her tooting her horn?
No, I'm not saying that at all. That's not what I mean by this. We just had this conversation. Like,
I know.
We want our kids to do things. Our kids don't always want to do the things we want them to do. They don't always see the big picture.
They don't see the big picture.
And, you know, and I will say Campbell, like, she's not a perfect kid. But she's never given me too much flack about doing things. Like, she may, like, say, I don't want to do that. And then she does it. And they're leading up to things like by doing the things that your parents, teenagers, if you're listening, recommend you to do, at some point they'll see a payoff.
Well, and it's like, you know, this is totally on a smaller scale, but like, for example, our kids will like complain about eating something, and Tom always makes a joke and he's like, no one ever ate something because it was bad, like over and over again, right? Like, if everyone thinks this is a good food, try it. Like, it's probably a good food.
Your taste buds change like every 17 days or something.
And like, honestly, like, I'm not going to tell you, my kid, to do something that I think is not going to benefit them.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to be like, hey, you should try out for this, or you should apply for this, or you should, you know.
Listen, I'm over applications.
Well, we all know. A little extreme. But then there's like mine that doesn't want to do anything. And I'm like, we need to try some.
She's a very busy kid.
She's not. So this is a conversation, and actually I talked to Bill about this the other day, and Tom and I were talking to her about this, is she sits here and she says, I have so much on my plate. And I said, okay, so what is on your plate?
You should say, do you want to be like Campbell?
Well, it could be worse.
You could be Campbell.
I said, what is on your plate? And I have softball, and I have volleyball, and I have this, and I have that. Okay, so I totally get it. She is playing two sports. I totally understand that.
Like right now.
Currently, she is playing two sports. And I totally understand that. And I'm not saying she's not busy, but then she'll be like, in my grades, here's where I get angry. She's like, my grades are struggling and I am studying so much.
By me saying this, by the way, she's an excellent student.
She is an excellent student. But what bothers me is, and this is actually what Bill and I were talking about, because he said he had this issue with Jack, is Olivia's going to sit here and say, I did poorly on this test. But mom, everyone did poorly on the test.
That's what they all say.
Okay. So I don't really care, number one. Number two, that teacher that's teaching this class right now has probably been teaching it the same way for 20 years.
That's
so,
why they're like, retiring.
Probably. But honestly, if it was that bad, they probably wouldn't be employed by the district. So like, I really disagree that this teacher is this terrible. Guess what? You probably did poorly on the test because let me ask you something.
Did you study?
Thank you. How much did you study? I studied the night before. Well, the night before, did you find out the day before? No, you need to make the effort. You need to change your study style. She's not going to change the way she teaches this class. You cannot control
that.
Well,
she might want to.
She's not going to. She is not going to change the way she teaches this class. As a student, you need to learn a different way to study because what you're currently doing is not working.
Yeah.
So, like,
not working, they have A's and B's, let's be clear.
Well, and that's just it, though. She's going to sit here and say, I can't take on anything because my grades are so terrible.
Well, that's a copy. That's a cop out.
It's like, a cop out. Your grade is a B right now. Stop with that. Like,
listen,
that's ridiculous.
No kid in today's society wants to be the kid that goes the extra mile and is the weird kid.
But let me tell you something. Like, and this is what I said. Okay, so guess how many kids play a bunch of sports and get straight A's.
Lots of them. Everybody.
A ton of them. So what are you doing when you go to apply for college? What are you doing that's going to make you different? What's going to make you stand out a little more? What club did you do? Not just sign up for, but actually participate in that you did that somebody else didn't do.
Right. Like, we talked about this. So we had that. I don't know if we touched on it a couple podcasts, but.
Now, wait, I say all of this, but I still think that you.
Do too much.
Too, still too extreme. I think so there's a happy
in
medium.
In between, we got to listen to some admissions people from Ohio State. Mm-hmm. And so she had really good points. So, and this is nothing like.
It's not
smart.
Rocket science.
It's just normal stuff.
It's correct.
It's depth, not breadth. Breadth in an organization or volunteering or the classwork. You don't want to just belong to an organization. You want to be an officer in that organization. Right. They want to see leadership. If you are in 4-H, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, some other organization, they want to see that. They want to see that you got that really
anyone
to them.
Anyone can sign up for anything.
Right. Really any like. Class rank was more important than GPA. West Geauga doesn't do class rank either. Right. So it was just interesting to listen. And I think it was really good for the kids to hear from someone else besides their parents.
Sure, because they hear us harping on them all day long.
Yeah.
So for sure. But
so FFA, I mean, there's so many good programs to be involved in.
I'm just really having one of those days where you're
frustrated. We all are. I mean, I had him earlier in the week. And
you know, I'm just.
And I'm frankly applicationed out. Like, I am like, these kids want to do this stuff and we do it. And here's my thing. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it to your best ability.
Yeah.
But let's be frank. Kids that succeed have the support of the parents behind them. And so that's really important too.
But that does not mean the parents are doing it for them.
No, but they're definitely helping. I mean, they definitely, what kid is going to want to take the work ethic certification program by Mike Rowe?
None.
And I made Campbell do it and mm-hmm. she knows it. And I told the instructor.
But here's my question. You made Campbell do it. That's fine. Did you do the application for Campbell?
Oh no, there wasn't.
Okay, I'm using that.
I think anybody could do it.
I'm using that as an
example.
You have
to sign yourself up.
Okay, there's a lot of things that mm-hmm. you can push your kid to do and tell your kid you're going to do this, but they still have to do it.
She had to do it three days a week.
My point is not maybe not the application, but you're not physically doing the work for her.
So here's what she said though. She's like, it actually was really good. And we're like, hello. This is like what most of us parents are telling you kids.
This is, I told you this was the right move. Like,
so, but you know, we all know that they have their moods, they have their moments, and they get sick of us telling them what to do all the time. And I realize that they're like trying to make decisions on their own. And it's, you know, parenting is, this. We're not their best friends.
No, and I'm not trying, you know what, I'm not.
Oh no, you definitely don't try to
be. I don't try to be. I don't. I love my kids and I want to be friendly with my kids. I want them to tell me things I want. And you know, mm-hmm. I feel like I have good relationships with my kids.
For sure.
But the bottom line is I'm still the parent.
Right.
Like, and I need to be, you know, respected as so. And sometimes they forget that. You know, like my kids will be like, we're so friendly sometimes that it's very easy to forget that, you know?
You know, it makes me grateful for our kids. Every kid is wired differently. There are some kids that I know that don't have a lot of support from their parents,
sure.
and yet they still like do great things. And I'm always so impressed. And I don't know, it just makes me happy. So I just think, most of our kids are fantastic. Most of the teenagers are amazing. They're doing things that people don't even know about.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not, and I know that I sound like I'm just like complaining, but we just had a bad day.
We all have rough days as parents.
Yeah. So this is not something we were going to talk about, but it made me think of this. So we have rough days as parents. So do you ever, I had a rough day as a wife, husband and wife yesterday. So Tom and I.
Can we talk about this?
We had a fight last night.
I don't even know about that.
This. What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to talk about the market, me defending your marriage.
You can talk about that as well. So we had a fight last night. I don't know that I believe in the don't go to bed angry theory.
Oh, really?
After this. Because, first of all, I'm not even sure I could tell you exactly what our fight was about. Because it wasn't about like one specific thing.
I bet it wasn't about which cycle you run your dishwasher on. Because that's what we fought about.
No, I wish it was something like that. But it was truly like just one of those like, you always do this or you always do that. You know what I mean? Like whatever. And we were both so tired. And it happened while we were in bed last night.
It's the worst.
Right. And it gets to the point where you don't even know what you're fighting about.
This is when you get naked, snuggle together, and fall asleep and forget about it.
It probably would have been the better option.
That's why people say you should go to bed with your husband naked every night because you can't.
I can't. My kids are constantly walking in the room.
We have four kids.
I cannot go to bed naked. I would actually. aside like from my husband,
naked, naked and afraid, I'm all about it.
But like, forget my husband. I just love being naked in bed. Me like, too. It is like so cozy. Yes.
Well, this just took a sudden turn.
It did. It's very weird. But I was just saying that I think that you should go to bed angry and deal with it in the morning.
Mm.
This is my theory because I
think. Your new marriage advice?
This is my marriage advice because I think Tom did not want to go to bed angry. He was like, can we just figure this out? And aww. I wanted to go to bed angry because I knew I was so tired that nothing I said was going to be productive at that point. And neither of us said productive things. And you get where sometimes you just say things to try to hurt the other person.
Or cry.
Right. And when you're overtired, like, yeah. It's just not a good scenario. And I'm like, you know what? This probably...
Nighttime fights aren't good for me.
They're not good. And like, if we would have just slept on it and woken up in the morning, one, we probably... It would have been over. It wouldn't
have
even...
Like, what did we even argue about?
It probably wouldn't have been a big deal and it would have been over. And so I just want to, like, sometimes... If you have a bad day being a parent and a teenager, and sometimes you have a bad day
in your marriage.
In your marriage,
and you move on,
and we move on. And
marriage
it's fine.
Isn't easy. Raising teenagers,
none of it is easy. That's my piece of advice for the day: is it's okay to go to bed angry once in a while. You should not go to bed angry.
Today was funny at the market because I didn't know that this had happened.
This makes it funnier.
This makes it even better for me. So we have this great girl who's a high school student who now is kind of. I would say moved up towards the top of our, you know, favorite employees that we've had over the years.
She is absolutely one of our most responsible and she's a great worker. Yeah.
So. Listen, if you end up being a teenager that works during the week at Patterson Fruit Farm,
in the fall, in the winter,
we really must like you.
You are somebody. So, I told her, you know, this is a privilege to get to work this time of year.
I'm sure you did.
I tell her that all the time. And then when she's doing like some kind of gross job, she's like, is this a privilege? I'm like, it's a privilege.
You keep just telling yourself that's that. A privilege. We're building character
that's,
with you.
We sure are.
So she's trying to decide where does it go to school. She had it narrowed down to three schools. Oh, this is only, I don't know if you know this. Ohio State was one, OU, Ohio University, my mom's alma mater, and Miami University, which is like it's in Oxford. It's like the Ivy League schools of Ohio.
But it's still a state school.
It's a state school, but yeah. It's a great school.
It's a great, I
so
mean,
she's
I
got three great institutions.
All three of those are like, you cannot go wrong with any one of those schools.
So my father-in-law, which I did not know, he gave her some piece of, I don't even know what it was.
I was OSU there.
OSU paraphernalia of some sort.
Oh, I didn't know about that. He was really harping the one day, like, you really should go to Ohio State. Why wouldn't you go to Ohio State?
Yeah, I'm like, go wherever you want to go.
Right. He's a big fan of Ohio State.
I could see her at Ohio State, though. That's the thing.
I could actually see her at any of those schools.
I could too. She'll fit in wherever
she
goes.
She'll do great.
So then I have these cute little OSU ornaments that are wood that someone gave to me and I have a bunch of them. So I took one in and I'm like at Christmas, like not, I know you don't know if you're going there, but here's like a little OSU. So we both have given our like our opinion. So today I'm like, hey, did you decide? Like, you're a senior. You don't know. They have till May 1st these
days. She was
days.
Wearing a Miami sweatshirt when she walked in. And
I feel
go,
like that's telling.
Are you giving me a sign? And she's like, no, it's just a sweatshirt.
It's her boyfriend's school.
So then it comes out that her boyfriend
it was a
goes
nice sweatshirt.
Miami. Right. And I
listen, the kids that go to Miami, like, it's a little bougie there.
Oh, it's bougie. It is a bougie
this sweatshirt
school.
Was bougie. It was embroidered, not just like stuck
on. Not printed on like this Ohio one.
Like this Ohio homage sweatshirt.
But so I told her, now this was a while ago I had told her this, but it got brought up
this
again
gets
today.
Good. Stay with us.
I said that I said, wait, your boyfriend goes to Miami?
We thought he went to OU and I thought he was a year older. Here no, he's in school he's, at West G.
He's going to Miami. He's committed to Miami. And I said,
is he an athlete?
No, I shouldn't say committed, but he's like made his decision. Yeah. I know. It's the wrong terminology. But I said, wait a second. So, now you want to go to Miami because your boyfriend is at Miami? And she's like, that is not why. I swear. That is not why. I said, listen, I chased a boy. When I graduated college, I was supposed to go to school not far away, not anything
major.
Where
were you going?
Just to Kent. But I was going to live.
Liberal school.
Oh, geez, oh, man. I was supposed to go. It's like, who? Why? Why? Oh. So I was supposed
to
go to Kent.
They have a good fashion program there.
They have a lot of good programs there. So I was supposed to go there. I already had my roommates. I had everything done.
Whoa, really?
Yes. Like, I was ready to go. And at the very last minute, I like chickened out because my boyfriend at the time.
Oh, I did not know this.
Yeah. My boyfriend.
You had a roommate?
I was actually in a quad.
Loved you.
They loved me. Oh my God. They were so excited that I didn't show up that first day. So my boyfriend at the time was working and going to college here in Cleveland at Cleveland State. And so he was living here. He lived at home with his parents. And I was like, oh, I want to live at home and go to Cleveland State too because my boyfriend goes there. And I'm just going to say, you should never chase a boy. Now, I did.
Marry the boy.
I did end up marrying the boy and having three children with him. And I'm still married to him today.
And you would never have known it was happily based on the conversation today at the market.
After last night, it wasn't so happily. But
so today, most poor days Maya. It's happily. Oh, I said her name.
Don't say her name.
Her name is not Maya. Her name is not Maya. We do not like her. And
she's an awful employee.
Anyway, so I'm like, no. Like, honestly, like, she's trying to tell you don't follow the boy to college. Like, right. She's happily married. Like, she loves her husband. Their marriage is great.
I do.
She's just telling you to go live your collegiate life.
I just think that you should. And honestly.
Meanwhile, Dana was digging herself a hole. And so much, in fact, that we had a customer in the market that she had to clarify with.
I did
have
to tell the customer. I'm like, it's my husband and I do love him.
Because I wasn't so sure.
No, I do. But like, honestly, and I can genuinely say that I can guarantee my husband would agree with this entire sentiment, because we both feel that we don't regret anything in our lives, because we would not have what we have today had we
you
not.
You still had fun. Oh, and you we did but things. We. You bailed each other out of jail. And
no, that was a friend.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, you have good memories.
We have
They're
great memories.
Different.
We had a lot of fun. And, like, college was really fun. It was just a different experience that we had versus.
You saved a heck of a lot of money.
I probably did, yes. But I don't know that I did. I ended up switching from Cleveland State to Ursuline.
Isn't that a private school?
It is. So I don't really think I saved any money. I hate to break it to
you. A very good school.
A very good school, but I...
I honestly had no idea that in Northeast Ohio, there are so many prestigious
there's
universities.
There's quite a few. John Carroll, Case Western. Ursuline, Case. Yeah, there's
yeah,
quite a
lots
few.
Lots of good institutions.
There's quite a few here. Yet, I went to Cleveland State.
Well, Cleveland
which is actually,
State is actually
a great
school.
School. It really, really is. It's a great school. So Tom graduated from Cleveland State, but... it's just funny because I don't mean that I regret anything. I just mean that I
you want the college
feel. I really want my kids to get have a great college experience.
I feel like you want to go to college and you want to live and
gain
meet,
the independence, yes. And learn to live by yourself.
And not the boyfriends or girlfriends hold you back.
No, but you know what?
It's just different.
If your boyfriend is at a school, you're going to go hang out with your boyfriend.
Right.
You're not going to go make new friends. You're not going to go meet new people. And your boyfriend might be a great guy. And I don't doubt that one bit, because I'm sure, like her, for example, she probably has a great taste because she's a great kid.
Yeah.
But like.
We should screen this guy.
We should. I'm sure.
We haven't given him our.
Okay.
Given
so
her
that'll
our
be,
approval.
That's stay next. Tuned.
That'll be next.
Stay tuned. We'll let you know how that
she's
goes.
Probably like, you girls
she's
are ridiculous.
Probably quitting tomorrow.
She's probably
also,
resigned.
So. But yeah, so that's my only thing. I went off on a tangent. I don't even know where I came from with this all.
So I have to talk about this because I feel like we're talking about schooling, handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
These kids and their handwriting. How are your children in their handwriting?
So my daughter has absolutely beautiful handwriting.
Well, she's like a calligrapher, kind of.
She does.
Like she can draw.
She can do calligraphy. She has a beautiful, she's a very steady hand. My first son went to a preschool.
Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jack writes the same yeah. way. I saw it the other day.
Yes. So it's funny. A lot of people that live in our area went
it's
to
wrong.
A preschool here. It is wrong. And when they would come to school in the morning and you would drop them off, they would put the kids at these tables and they would, you know, have them practice their letters. And they
their
would
penmanship.
Start from the bottom. So like when Sam makes an S, for example, in his name, you, a normal person, would start at the top and draw the S. Sam starts at the bottom and goes
upwards. Half the kids at West Geauga write this
and
way.
I never knew it was a thing. But when Sam was in second grade, I spoke with his teacher, whose son also is in Sam's grade, and went to, all three of her kids actually went to this preschool. And I said, don't you think it's weird how he writes? And she said, no, he went to community. Which, P.S.
They all know.
Great, great preschool. But she goes, that's a community preschool thing. Like, every single kid, and that's where Jack went to preschool, mm-hmm. and Joe, and so Joey does it, my younger son, does it as well. Because he also went to community preschool.
Even the way they make their B's and their D's.
Every
and their
numbers
P's.
Are written funny. Like, mm-hmm. like the number 4, for example, he writes it, like he writes a line from the bottom up and then from the left side over to the right and then up. It's very weird.
It is not normal.
It's not normal. It's very weird to watch. And in turn, he's got horrendous handwriting. I mean, to the point, like we joke that Joey, my 8-year-old's handwriting is pristine compared to Sam's. Like, Sam's is atrocious. It's terrible.
It's rough. So they don't teach cursive anymore. They don't really, like, when my mom went to college to be a teacher, my mother has, well, my mother and a couple of people I know have the most beautiful handwriting and cursive writing. Mm-hmm. And when she was in college, like, she had a class on writing, how to write on a chalkboard. I mean, her handwriting on a chalkboard is absolutely perfect. Her writing, her cursive, her print, everything is wonderful. So much so that my sister would sometimes have my mom write things for her classroom because it was so good. But we have a friend, Catherine at Harrison Farm. She also has a podcast. We've kind of referenced her. She's our friend that's like super, super smart, and she's a farmer, the fearless female farmer, if you follow on social media. Catherine, I don't know, she has a lot of different degrees and she's like super, super smart. Her handwriting, she wrote Bill and it said, it came to Mr. J. William Patterson. It looks like someone printed it on the envelope.
Oh, really?
It's Catherine's handwriting. I mean, it is just...
So I thought you were going to say that because you're like, oh, she's so smart. I thought you were going to be like, her handwriting's bad. Because
no.
A lot of times...
Yes, they do link that together
too. That part of
your
brain, like, is right. Not the same.
Right.
Like, so
Catherine's
that's what I'm saying about Sam,
like,
at least.
If I was going to hire someone to do calligraphy or hand... Catherine is... It's perfect. Then she wrote a handwritten letter. It is all beautiful. Like, it is gorgeous.
We can all strive.
I mean, it makes me sad. And none of our kids have good handwriting. It's all super sloppy.
Yeah, no, Olivia's my only one. She has nice handwriting. I actually don't have great handwriting, and I don't have consistent handwriting.
And none of our children know how to do their, well, Olivia, because she's...
Well, she does calligraphy.
Their signature.
Right, Olivia does know her signature because
like the
of...
Campbell has several times been practiced. I've seen mm-hmm. her practicing her signature because yeah. she's like, Mom, we don't cursive.
Do you know, I just found out we have a friend who's thinking of sending their kid to St. Anselm, which is the local private Catholic school here. And she told me that they do have a cursive class there. They have to learn
well,
cursive.
That's good.
So, but not in public schools.
Not in public schools. So oh my goodness, we have gone
over
time.
Over.
We haven't even got to talk about our trip to Disney World.
I know, guys. We'll
have to save it for
exciting.
Next
we'll
time.
We'll save it for next time for you. But I hope
we have
you
to
all
talk
have...
about our niece and our nephew and my niece's skincare routine. Because
yes.
Let me just tell you, that girl who's 9, she's got better skincare routines than anybody
so
I know.
I hope you guys all have a beautiful Easter.
Until next time, friends, we're mismatched.